Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio. Picture your dream car. What color is it? Is it sporty? Today on our show, we'll help you create something just as fun as customizing your own dream car. Hi, I'm Lou Anne Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial. And today on Wealth Creator Radio, you'll get straightforward advice on how to plan for a secure and a comfortable retirement. It was about 100 years ago, the very first affordable car that Americans drove was that Ford Model T, designed by Henry Ford. It was in high demand. It actually required a lot of work on an assembly line. One of the very first times an assembly line was used. Well, we all know that cars are different now. Back then, everybody had the same color of car, and it was a Model T. That was it. Today, car designs and specifications are a lot more complex. Every single driver gets to customize their car if you want to order a brand new car. Eric, do you have a dream car that you want, or maybe do you already drive it?
Not so much. It's just more about, I guess my boys and us would like to have a camper, or not the camper, but not the big RV, but the kind of where it's a van type of thing where you can camp in it or have the pop-up tent on top of your car and all those kind of fun, cool things. That way you can go more back roads and
more
fun stuff like that. So something that's not super practical that you'd use all the time, but it could be fun to have, right?
It could be really fun and make for a good vacation.
Yep, there you go.
Well, creating your own retirement plan can be just about as fun as customizing your own dream car, dream van, whatever it is. And that's how we're going to discuss everything today. You know, what you want your retirement plan to have so that you can enjoy these years to the fullest. So, Eric, what's important to you when it comes to retire?
Well, just trying to like figure out what you'd want on that car, what bells and whistles and things like that. You know, you really need to know what you're going to be doing in retirement, right? So when are you going to retire? What's it going to look like? What are you going to be doing? For a lot of my clients, they're going to still be working. They still want to keep doing stuff, but they want to do stuff they want to do versus stuff you got to do. And so lots of times I like to just kind of refer to it more as wantment, the stuff you want to do, not totally retiring where you're going to do the old school sit on the porch in a rocking chair type of thing. And you know, the biggest thing, of course, is you got to have some income. Without income, it's not retirement, it's just unemployment. So you got to have that income sitting there. And usually pretty much every article says that, you know, that's typically the number one concern for people running out of money in retirement. And, you know, there's lots of things that are causing these issues and these anxieties. Is, you know, one of them, of course, is most of us don't have a pension anymore. And we're worried about Social Security. You know, you hear in 2020, Social Security will finally start spending its reserves, which is actually kind of a little bit, you know, misleading in a way, because that means they've basically been living off their interest, living off the taxes that everybody's been paying in, and they've never actually had to use the money they built up. So it's not necessarily that bad a thing to use some of your principal finally, because that's why you put it there.
Right.
But if that principal runs out, it's a very bad thing.
Right.
So if we've got, you know, no pension and less Social Security or less security in Social Security possibly, and of course they already make you work longer to get the full benefit, well, then there's some issues you're going to have, right? It's all up to you. Yeah, it's all up to your 401ks, your IRAs, your just normal savings accounts, how you're investing. And then what are you going to do in retirement in terms of what's it going to cost to live? Are you going to still stay in one of the most expensive places on earth here in the Bay Area? Or are you going to, you know, take off and do the raisin plan, as I like to call it, and move to Arizona and shrivel up in the sun? You know, that's one option, but yeah, so there's some different ways to go. You know, you could stay here, you could move. That would free up some equity maybe and some other money. But again, you got to figure out how you're going to get income. So you've got all these assets sitting there, and sometimes those assets have to start putting out money. You know, you don't have a paycheck anymore. So once you don't have a paycheck, how are you going to get by? Well, you're going to have lots of paychecks from different accounts and different sources of money that you've saved over the years. But you got to have a plan for that. And that's really the biggest thing. So, you know, when it comes to living, the first thing you need to know is what do you need? How are you going to pay the mortgage if you still have one? How are you going to pay the groceries, you know, doctor appointments, all these things? And then what you have to figure out is what's your guaranteed sources of income? So Social Security, and if you have a pension, if you're lucky enough. And then after that, what's that gap? And you know, that's one of the things that we do here at Heckman Financials. We help people figure out what is that gap and what is the difference there and how are we going to turn those assets into income. And then, you know, really what you got to do is bridge that gap and figure out how do I get that income for the rest of my life and how I make sure it keeps going. So we've actually developed a free report that people can get. You know, all you have to do is text the word income, go figure. So if you want this income report, text the word income to 800-454-1184 and we'll send it right back to you. So again, text the word income to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184 or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
All right. So one of the big sources of income in retirement is Social Security, like you were just talking about. That's going to play, I would think, a big role in our retirement strategy. So could you talk about, in general, how we can optimize our Social Security benefits, Eric?
Yeah, well, Social Security, I mean, we've been doing lots of talks in the area, a lot of different community centers in San Jose. We've been doing some free educational workshops on this exact subject because Social Security, it seems fairly cut and dry. You know, you get so much at 62, so much at either 66 or 67, depending on your age and when your full retirement date is, and of course, 70. But it is a lot more than that. There's a lot more to know about it. There's a lot to know about taxation. And if you're married, you know, what's the strategy there? And there's a lot of different things that you need to know of how to incorporate it and really into your overall financial plan. So with Social Security, kind of one of the biggest things, especially if you're married, is knowing when to start it and who to start when. So if you're pretty close in age, you and your spouse, then whoever had the higher benefits, the higher income, that's the one that you want to have take it last. Now, a lot of times I see people do this exact backward way. So they say, oh, well, he made more money, so we're going to take his first and then we'll take mine later because it's not as much. Well, when that one person dies, that bigger check is the one that stays.
Mm-hmm.
And if that bigger check's smaller, that not as big check stays for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. So you want that bigger check to be a lot bigger. And that's what I like to call the eternal check, the one that just keeps going on and on. And then really, are you going to work at all? If you take Social Security before your full retirement age, you might pay all of it right back if you end up working. So you got to be very careful about that. Past age 70, there's no reason not to take it. So definitely turn it on by then. And then a lot of times you see these really dumb Social Security calculations where they say, oh, if you take it at 66 versus 70, here's a crossover point. Yeah, duh. Anybody can do that math. The bigger part is how does it affect my personal retirement plan? Sometimes when we've done income plans for people, we've actually found that it's worse for them to wait till 70. They'll have less money because they had to spend down so many assets mm-hmm. to wait to 70 to get those other assets. So, you know, that's why when we're talking about Social Security, you really need to incorporate it into an overall income plan and knowing here's how much you're going to get from Social Security, here's how much you need to live on, what's that gap, how are we going to take those out of those assets? We need assets now that are paying us money and aren't going up and down as much with the stock market, but are giving us a paycheck. And so that's one of the things that we do here at Heckman Financials, help people figure that part out. One of the things we offer to you today, no cost, is a free income report. Just a quick report about how to figure out your income, how to do this calculation. All you got to do is text the word income to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word income, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
We'll be coming back. Eric covers another topic that could be too worrisome for retirees later in life. Stay tuned as we continue building this retirement income plan. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. We'll be right back.
Have you done your homework yet? Yes, I'm talking to you. Have you done your homework yet? Just like mom always made you finish your schoolwork before playing, you have some homework to do before playing in retirement. This assignment is called Finding the Income Gap. Once you know that, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services can help you with the rest. To start your assignment, just text the word income to 800-454-1184 to get your complimentary copy of Eric's Guide to Building the Income Bridge for your retirement. This Income Bridge Guide will show you the three simple steps you can take to create income in retirement. By the time you're done with it, you'll be able to easily calculate how much income you need for your retirement plan, so you can enjoy the financial independence you've worked so hard for. So to get this complimentary report, text INCOME to 800-454-1184. Text the word INCOME to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. He's president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to help get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. We are talking about just customizing your own retirement just like you would your dream car. Before we get back to everything, I'd like to just take time out for our financial fail, Eric. Why don't you fill us with some wisdom again? Give us a financial fail that you've seen, one that we can learn from.
Yeah, this is really just more about not using a product in the right way or using the wrong product for the wrong solution, I guess, is maybe the better way to say it. But I've actually ran into this twice in a month of people buying what's called a single premium index life insurance policy, which is basically a fancy way of saying you dump money into this account. It gives you a tiny bit of death benefit, but the big advantage is it grows tax deferred. And you can have access to the money. And so the nice thing is it's being tax-deferred. If you don't need it, it pays a tax-free death benefit to somebody. But if you end up needing it, you can go back there and get those dollars. And one case, the person just did it because he really kind of has an overly not more emotional versus a financial need for liquidity. and then another one actually did it because they were trying to look like they had less income or less assets, I should say, not income, for applying for college. And so that way they might get a little bit more aid. You know, both of those are good reasons to do stuff, to make changes possibly. But what they did is they put this money into a product that is now taxable anytime they withdraw a dime. The way the government says it, last in, first out. So the last thing that went in, which is your interest, is the first thing you got to take out. So if these products do really good, if they ever need money, I mean, one of them was actually illustrated with showing income for life coming out of it, and all that income would have been taxable. Now, had they funded that same account over a 5-year period versus a one-time, you know, dump-in, all that money would have been tax-free. And so I reran the numbers, and one of them had done it 3 years ago, so obviously he's got some compounding already in the 3 years. But even with that, we were able to get them about 85% of the same income for life that they were showing or they were estimating before, but now that income is tax-free versus taxable. That's much more than 85% of that money. That's actually more than what he would have gotten after tax.
Right.
And so it's about a 10 or 15% increase to his income by just correctly doing it the right way. So, you know, that's the thing you got to watch out for is what is that product? Why that particular solution? Why is that person recommending it to me? And is it the best way to do it? And so you want to ask questions of anybody who's trying to sell you some sort of product like that. If it's not part of a plan and they're just trying to push something on you, then okay, why does that make sense for my situation? And what else could make sense for me? Mm-hmm. And, you know, and tell me the differences. So, you know, those are the questions that I think people really need to ask.
Right. And anytime anybody needs a second opinion, they can always come to you, right, Eric?
Yep, certainly. Yeah. So if they want us to review it, actually I'm working with somebody right now who sent me the plan that he did with somebody else, but never implemented. And, you know, we've kind of found some errors with it, but it's part of it we're actually keeping the same. So mm-hmm. It definitely can help if you have somebody else looking at that. And, you know, just like anything, if you have a second set of eyes, there's different things that's going to come up and different insights you'll get.
Right. You know, as any responsible car owner knows, you know, car maintenance is important, right? Or taking care of issues like you got to keep that car running safely. And when it comes to retirement planning, it's no different. You always need to be prepared for what's coming down the road. So When we tie in retirement planning, I want to focus on now health-related problems, because those are going to show up possibly in retirement, and it's important to make sure that you're ready for it. You know, you want to make sure that you've saved money, because otherwise, if something happens, you know, it might be too late to prevent damage to your retirement savings. So how can we make sure medical expenses are accounted for in your retirees' plans?
With medical, there's kind of two time frames. There's one pre-65, so if you're going to try to retire before Medicare eligibility, you know, how are you going to do that? If you're going to retire at 60, are you counting in that probably $800 to $1,000 a month per person before you hit Medicare age? And then, of course, once you do hit Medicare age, you know, are you going to do a Medicare Advantage, Medicare Supplement? You know, what type of plan to add on to that? Because Medicare does not do very good on its own. And then lastly, you know, what about all those costs? I mean, well, there's one study from Fidelity that says a 65-year-old couple will most likely pay about $280,000 just in copays, insurance premiums, you know, that type of doctor visits, all that junk. And we're not talking long-term care. Long-term care could be another $100 to $200, $300, who knows, you know, depends on how long you're in there for, how long you need care. But we're just talking only just the normal stuff. And so, you know, it can be super expensive. So, you know, that's one of the things that you want to do. Anytime you're talking about retirement, you know, you want to know about what types of things I should be looking for, you know, what types of obstacles are there. And, you know, that's why we've actually created this retirement report that really kind of talks about the five planning issues that you really need to consider, including healthcare. And, you know, that's something we can text to you. All you have to do is text the word retirement to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word retirement to 800-454-1184 or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Is long-term care insurance a good option to consider for healthcare in retirement?
Well, 80% was the letter that my client who bought a long-term care policy in the late 90s, that was her rate increase
80?
Last year.
Percent.
Yeah, 80. And 2 years earlier, it was 37. So, you know, you start compounding those numbers out and it's getting pretty ugly. So
it is.
These were from companies that said, oh, we've never raised rates. Oh, we'll never raise rates. Never mind.
Yeah. Oops.
We raised rates.
We had to. Yeah.
Yeah. And tough. By the way, you're in your 70s now. So, yeah. What else are you going to do?
Right.
You're not going to go get a new policy. So, you know, long-term care insurance, I think it's really a tough thing to do. When I first started in the business, there was maybe almost 90, I think 89 different long-term care providers. Now there's like three or four.
Really?
I mean, the marketplace is just falling apart because the claims are just so high. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, you know, GE had a Genworth and they're still paying, even though they spun them off and got rid of them, they still have old claims that they're having to set aside billions of dollars for. Just because the numbering was so off in terms of, you know, how many claims they'd have. So, you know, that's one of the tough things. But the good news is there are some alternative type assets, some things where you can kind of dump money into, like someone's like a life insurance technically, but it's really just pays tons of long-term care benefits. But the nice thing on that one is if you never need the long-term care and you just, you know, just die of natural causes at some point, somebody gets some tax-free money and you didn't lose the money that you put in there. So, you know, there are some good options, you know, but what you want to do is look at some of these alternatives. Long-term care itself is really a tough insurance to buy. So, you know, that's where you want to really do some planning. You know, find somebody like that who's ideally a CFP, who's going to be able to do some planning, does a real income plan, a written income plan to show you how you're going to retire. Yeah, and that and more is what you need for retirement, is you need to know these five areas. And that's why we've come up with actually a great report on retirement. If that's something you'd like to get, all you have to do is text the word retirement to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word retirement to 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Have you done your homework yet? Yes, I'm talking to you. Have you done your homework yet? Just like mom always made you finish your schoolwork before playing, you have some homework to do before playing in retirement. This assignment is called Finding the Income Gap. Once you know that, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services can help you with the rest. To start your assignment, just text the word income to 800-454-1184 to get your complimentary copy of Eric's Guide to Building the Income Bridge for Your Retirement. This Income Bridge Guide will show you the three simple steps you can take to create income in retirement. By the time you're done with it, you'll be able to easily calculate how much income you need for your retirement plans, so you can enjoy the financial independence you've worked so hard for. So to get this complimentary report, text INCOME to 800-454-1184. Text the word INCOME to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial. Eric is here to answer all of the questions that you may have about retirement. So, Eric, how do talks like estate and legacy planning typically go for you and your clients?
Well, this can be, I guess, two types of things, right? One is the money, the beneficiaries, the legal documentations, and that's actually the simpler part. The tougher part is the junk. The stuff.
Yeah, the stuff.
You can't call a nice red convertible Mustang junk for it by any means, but that's the stuff that I think causes more issues than anything. I mean, I had one kind of cool situation for a while there where I had a four generations of clients. I mean, I had, grandma, mom, grandson, and even great grandson,
wow,
all as clients and all having accounts with us. And when grandma passed away, one sibling let their daughter into the house before the other one, who was supposed to be the executor, and she took some of grandma's shoes. Now, grandma was a client of mine. She did not have great footwear, as far as I could ever tell I ever noticed, but they started literally fighting over the fact that she took some of grandma's shoes for her teenage daughter, which seemed weird.
Yes.
And, it literally can be kind of minor stuff like that.
Yeah, or almost ridiculous.
Or there's other stuff where, I've seen one where they didn't talk ever because dad's gun collection went to the one person who'd never went hunting with dad. Or the other one that's more on the financial side of things. After mom died, there's four kids. One of them was getting divorced, moved into mom's house. Another one was renting a place, moved into mom's house with brother. Guess what the other two were very annoyed with?
The house?
The fact that they couldn't sell the house. They couldn't get the money out, right?
Uh-huh.
So they had a couple hundred thousand each supposedly going to come to them.
But
he was going to refinance and pay them off, but it took him 2 years to finalize the divorce and then go get a mortgage and all that stuff. So, those are the kind of things that really can mess up stuff. Obviously, there's other issues too of just, kids getting money when they're not very good with it.
Mm-hmm.
I have several clients that I'm actually managing. Like one of them, there's two brothers that have been over a decade now. We've been managing sister's mom money because mom and even grandpa both had left her some money and both said she's not good with money.
Oh.
And so they had the two brothers in charge of watching her money, paying it out on a monthly basis, giving her a bonus or paying some extra money every so often. And so that's what we've been doing. So all those types of considerations you really need to be thinking about. With the estate tax laws, they've changed a lot. Now it's over $11 million each that we can pass on, where at one point it was $600,000. So for most of us, the good news is since we don't have $11 million, you probably don't have an estate tax issue, right?
Yeah, probably going to be
okay. But you still do have issues because of all these family stuff. I mean, people are all nice and friendly when everybody's alive, but my gosh, it's amazing how different things get after somebody dies. And sometimes it's the influence of the spouses of the siblings.
Mm-hmm.
That can be part of it too, and part of it's just the emotions of losing a parent and then holding on to items and different things. So those are the things that you want to do. So you want to make sure you have a trust set up. Trust basically doesn't die. Trust, kind of think of it as a corporation. It just keeps going on. And so the trust would own your house. It would own anything basically that doesn't have a beneficiary designation. So life insurance, annuities, IRAs, 401ks, those all have beneficiaries. So those are going to go straight to somebody. But all the other stuff doesn't. Your stock purchase plan, your house, or just brokerage accounts, all those types of things. That's where a trust really can kick in and help out. And even for some of those IRAs and other assets, you might want to have somebody there to you know, pay out that money slower. Because, you know, if you've ever seen a 18-year-old with a couple million dollars, you probably also then seen a millionaire, I mean, a 19-year-old with not much money anymore.
The next year.
Right? Because yeah. The yeah. next year, yeah. Because they had a really great 18th year and 19th year, age 19. No, the money's gone, right? So
yes.
That's the other thing a trust can do is pay out that money slower, have people, you know, watch it for you. So, you know, and then also can watch out for the IRA taxing and how to minimize those taxes from the IRA. There's a thing called a stretch IRA, which has been kind of under threat right now, but we'll see if it passes this. There's a bill right now to get rid of it. But right now, as it stands, you know, you can stretch that IRA out for a long period of time if you do the planning right. So, you know, it's also about the taxes along the way and, you know, what assets to give out and how to pay those different assets out at retirement. So, you know, really what you want to do is look at all this and look at how to pass that money on the right way. And so one of the things is looking at the tax aspect of things. You know, we do have a lot of information we can give you there. We know tax time just came. How do you fix it for going forward? Well, here, why don't you get our tax report? Again, no cost, no obligation. All you got to do is text the word tax, just T-A-X, to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word tax to 800-454-1184. Don't worry, you won't be on any mailing list or any other stuff. We're not going to sell your info. So just text the word tax to 800-454-1184 or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Now, Eric, I wanted you to explain a little bit what happens when a spouse inherits an IRA or a non-spouse, like a child, inherits an IRA, because there are some tax implications there.
Yeah, certainly. And it's really critical for, especially for a spouse, to get some good advice before they do anything. I mean, before they sign any paperwork, because once you do this, it's pretty much over with. And so, big difference between under 59 and a half and over 59 and a half. If you lost your spouse and you're under 59 and a half, you really want to make that into a beneficiary IRA or inherited IRA. And what that basically allows you to do is it makes you have to take out a certain amount of money every year, but you can also take out the whole balance anytime you need to without the pre-59 and a half penalty, which is huge, because that's a 12.5% penalty federal and state-wise. And so, you know, you want to make sure that you do that. Now, once you're over 59 and a half, well, maybe you just want to roll it to your own IRA, and then you can just defer it till you're 70 and a half if you don't need the money. Of course, you're old enough, so you can take money out anytime. Now, if that person's already under required minimum distributions, you're going to still have to be taking out some money. Now, once it goes down to a different generation, so kids or whoever else, then you have to do it. Well, you don't have to. You can either take it as a lump sum and pay all the tax today, which is pretty painful. Maybe not the best way to do it. The other option is to do the stretch IRA. Assuming it survives, you know, some attacks from Congress on it right now. But if it does survive, what that allows you to do is take a certain amount every year. It's a different calculation than the age 70 and a half required minimum distribution. So it's based on the person's age when they died and your age, if you're the one who inherited it. That formula goes up by one every year, so that it keeps getting bigger and bigger. And typically over about 30 years, you'll have that probably paid out and liquidated down, but it allows you to stretch that money out, pay the tax slower, but still have access to it. So, you know, you definitely want to get some good advice if you have inherited an IRA or about to inherit one, because once you do this paperwork, it's really critical to do it the right way.
Now, do you think we should seek a tax professional first for all the tax-related issues in retirement?
Well, you should seek somebody who knows how to do tax planning. And that's sometimes tougher to do. Uh-huh. There's a lot of tax reporters, people who do your tax prep, and they'll tell you about the taxes. I see this all the time where somebody tells them, oh, here, why don't you put money in IRA because you'll save X dollars amount of money. Look, you'll save you know, in the 10% bracket. I'm sorry, if you're in the 10% bracket, pay that tax and put it in a Roth IRA. You know, you're never going to be in a lower bracket than that one. So why would you want to defer that bracket versus pay it and, you know, keep that money tax free?
Right.
But that's what tax preparers do is they just tell you how to save the most money today, not over your lifetime. And really what we want to do is have the lowest tax over our lifetime. So again, that's what we do is we do actually, I'm certified to do a lot of tax advice. So we're able to actually give you that tax advice. And we've actually developed a great report on taxes of how to know about those things you need to know going into retirement about taxes. So again, text the word tax, 800-454-1184. Text the word tax to 800-454-1184, and we'll give you that free report. Again, tax to 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Who will help you get there? You spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement, or maybe you're already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to decide where to go next. Will your retirement include travel? Do you have a guide to help you get there? The team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services have helped hundreds of families create their retirement roadmap. Don't let financial limitations take you off course in retirement. Eric Heckman and his team want you to have the retirement you've worked so hard for. Come in and meet with the team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. They will help you create a retirement roadmap that's tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals with their trademark Worry Less Wealth process. To schedule your meeting with Eric Heckman and his team, just text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial, and I've got a special guest this week here, and his name's Roger Gaynor. He works with my firm, Heckman Financial, with our registered investment advisory firm, and he's up in, San Rafael, Marin County. I guess, I don't know how you like to say it better, but the North Bay from our South Bay position. So, and, you know, the main reason I wanted to have Roger in here is because there's a lot of people, you know, there's World Financial Group pushing, you know, this whatever fund, and then there's other people calling it the laser fund, and all these things are really just life insurance. And sometimes people go, oh, life insurance, it doesn't make any money, and that's usually because they bought it totally wrong or they had it set up wrong. And yeah, you know, so talk to us about life insurance as really kind of more of a tax saving tool, a way to build up more money, and really an alternative asset class, right?
It is an alternative asset class. And what we've been doing strategically with clients is building up cash positions. We're overdue for a recession. I think pretty much anybody that's been paying attention the last couple of years have seen the storm clouds gathering. And so where's the safety going to be? And that's in cash for most people. But unfortunately today, cash doesn't pay very much. So using life insurance and structuring it in a particular way, you can get yields as high as 3%, 4%, and even 5%, all with guarantees of principal and tremendous amounts of liquidity. So you get compensated nicely, since it's also tax-free, again, if you use it properly, compensated quite nicely instead of taking risks in the stock market here. You know, most people are only projecting maybe a 4% or 5% annual rate of return over the next decade, really. So that doesn't mean that there won't be good times. 2010 was a good time.
Right.
People didn't always notice it because they were still feeling lousy from 2008 and 2009. But those rebounds, that's the best time to be in the stock market. But I like to see my clients get compensated all the time, and I hate losing money. So yep. Life insurance, when you can get those kinds of rates of return tax-free, be able to access the capital anytime, becomes a very powerful alternative. And it also helps to reduce volatility in a portfolio. If you've got securities, a lot of folks, especially as they either are approaching or just entering retirement, can't really afford to lose money. So strategically, I'm sure a number of your clients ask, well, how can I reduce volatility? Shouldn't I put bonds in the portfolio? And it's funny, I have a podcast about bond funds. And the inherent risk in bond funds, especially today when we see interest rates so low.
Right.
Can they go lower? Sure. They have negative interest rates in Germany and Japan and a number of places around the world.
Yeah. Denmark has a negative mortgage rate.
A negative mortgage rate. Yeah. You borrow money and you pay back less. It's very strange. And last week, Alan Greenspan came out and said, we might go negative here too. And if we go negative, then your bonds aren't going to get hurt. But increases in interest rates are bad for bonds, and they're really bad for bond funds. But if you use a whole life policy structured properly, higher interest rates mean you're going to get a bigger dividend. So, you know, you want to position yourself for what's likely to happen. I'm not here trying to call markets, and you just put yourself in the best possible position for what's coming. And a whole life policy.
It just gives you options. I mean, I think that's the biggest thing. Because if you need to take income that year and then all of a sudden the market's tanked, like say it is another 08, well, then you can go grab that money from that life insurance tax-free if you do it right. And you didn't lock in any losses. There's nothing that you know.
That's exactly right. You know, that we call it the bucket approach. I'm an RICP, a retirement income certified professional. And that is the bucket approach. It's one of the more powerful ways to structure your retirement income is to have a safe source of cash so that when markets aren't cooperating, they're not going up and you need to draw money because the bills keep coming in. You still got to eat and you want to live.
Right. No, definitely. And then also sometimes just for opportunity. I mean, in 08, I actually had a client who had went to one of the home auctions and he was buying these homes up in, it was actually Vallejo area, that were formerly 400 grand and he was paying 120 for them. He wrote a check from his equity line of credit. It cleared. And then the bank sent him a note. We've shut off your line of credit. Cause that's back then banks were doing that. They're shutting
exactly
down lines of credit
right.
And he wanted to go buy another house. What did he do? We took it from his life insurance. That life insurance, he bought that house up there and
they can't cut off your access.
No, they can't change that. It's a contract. They legally have to be able to allow that. They can't just go and say, oh, no, we decided not to let you have the money.
Well, and there's a very long, over 170-year history of that liquidity, of that stability, of those institutions thriving in good times and bad times.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm looking for, is that safe haven. And most of my clients are looking for that.
Right.
And to get a competitive rate of return and tax benefits on top of it, you know. It's a powerful combination.
Yeah. Again, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman and Heckman Financial, and here with Roger Gaynor. And you know, if you do want to get some little bit more information and find out, you know, what are those top retirement planning issues that you should get? You know, what things should you be focused on? You can text the word retirement to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word retirement to 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. So yeah, getting back to the life insurance part of things, you know, lots of times it's a good tool for what we like to call non-qualified money, which is in essence, you know, maybe you've sold off some stocks, or maybe you got a bonus, or you know, you just got cash in the bank maybe, and you want this money to grow. But you also don't want to be paying that tax, because a lot of times people don't realize that if you just put money in the bank, oh yeah, I'm earning some interest, but they don't even think about the taxes. And it's like, oh, hold it, this little line on your, you know, on your 1040 starts getting bigger and bigger, and it starts eating up more and more of your money, and you're not even using it, right? So, you know, talk to us about like how to use it for tax savings for a lot of clients.
Okay, well, it's interesting. The insurance company, and most of us think of life insurance, we think of, oh, I've got a mortgage. I've got kids that are going to go to college. I haven't saved everything I want to save for retirement. So I want to spend as little money as possible. I want the lowest possible premium to buy a death benefit.
Right.
And that's the traditional use of life insurance. It's not using a life insurance necessarily as a financial tool, an accelerant on your returns, or a tax shelter.
Yeah, I mean, in those cases, that's where you want to buy term.
That's right. You want to buy term, maybe start a little bit of permanent insurance because of the way it grows over time. But mostly you want to take care of, if I die, is my family going to be okay? Is my business going to be okay? Are my kids going to have a future?
Right.
And that is the traditional way. It's interesting. Insurance companies set the minimum price. So if you need $1 million worth of death benefit, they'll tell you, pay us X thousands of dollars based on your health and your age. And, you know, if you die, we'll give you that $1 million. But to do what we're talking about doing, you want to put the maximum in. So back in the 80s, we used to take out a $100,000 life insurance policy and somebody would drop $100,000 in. And they use that as their working capital. A lot of real estate investors were doing this. And the banks cried foul and they went to their congresspeople and they said, if you want our campaign contributions, you're going to have to stem the flow of money out of banks and into insurance policies. So the government created formulas that cap the amount you can put into a life insurance policy in a given year.
Right.
Now, that's interesting. Why would Uncle Sam even care? It's because they understand how powerful this is. If you're getting 4% internal rate of return on a whole life policy, if you're in a higher tax bracket, especially here in California, you got to go out and earn 6.5-7% to give you the same amount. Because it isn't what you earn. It's what can I spend.
Right.
At the end of the day, it's all about what can I spend. That's why I focus on retirement and how much money we're going to have available to spend. And that's net of taxes, net of fees, net of market losses. So this type of strategy can give you a tremendous amount of leverage to take advantage of opportunities like you talked about. I can tell you some great stories. I don't know if we have time today about how people have used those cash values to buy other businesses. You talked about clients buying homes with them. I had a grandfather who bought high rises in Manhattan in the 30s using the cash values of his life insurance.
Wow.
There's a reason they say cash is king. And you know, there's only five places you can put cash if you count in the mattress or under the mattress. But savings accounts and CDs aren't paying very much. And when you earn interest in those, you pay taxes on them. You can buy a fixed annuity or you can buy fixed life insurance.
Yeah. And so, you know, I mean, that's one of the things that you really have to know the right numbers. And that's the key.
Well, you have to work with somebody who understands the bigger picture and how this fits in. It's not an investment. I never tell people it's an investment. It's a tool. It's a financial tool. It's a great place to keep your liquidity. That's why so many people of wealth use life insurance contracts to park their cash.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that if people do want to get a hold of us, go on to wealthcreatorradio.com, or you can also text the word retirement to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word retirement to 800-454-1184 or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. Thanks for having you, Roger. It was great having you here.
And appreciate it.
And with that, we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
Have you done your homework yet? Yes, I'm talking to you. Have you done your homework yet? Just like mom always made you finish your schoolwork before playing, you have some homework to do before playing in retirement. This assignment is called Finding the Income Gap. Once you know that, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services can help you with the rest. To start your assignment, just text the word income to 800-454-1184 to get your complimentary copy of Eric's Guide to Building the Income Bridge for your retirement. This Income Bridge Guide will show you the three simple steps you can take to create income in retirement. By the time you're done with it, you'll be able to easily calculate how much income you need for your retirement plans, so you can enjoy the financial independence you've worked so hard for. So to get this complimentary report, text income to 800-454-1184. Text the word income to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
We are so glad to have you with us for Wealth Creator Radio here with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. And Eric is a financial advisor who focuses on retirement. Eric's mission is to protect clients from high fees and taxes of the most common retirement strategies. And he'll provide you with a plan for lifetime income, even diversification and alternatives to the stock market. He is here because he wants to help you with your retirement planning so that it can withstand any type of storm. Today, we've been talking about creating your own retirement, just like you would your dream car. So, Eric, we've been discussing managing our wealth in retirement, and so now it's time for another wealth success story. So what do you have for us today?
Well, you know, really, it's more about you know, what are you doing the right decisions on, and do you need to have that much risk? And so amazingly, I've been meeting with several people that have built up enough assets. They have enough money there. And like in case of one of them worked for the government, so he's got a nice government pension. So now it's more about how do you make sure you don't blow it? You know, if you've got enough money and you're going to be fine, the dumbest thing you could do is lose it all or lose most of it, right? So if another 08 happens and you drop 40% of your assets right when you're entering retirement and you didn't need to be taking the risk, oh my gosh, why were you doing it, right? I mean, why are you doing something that that doesn't make any sense? It's, you know, it's just like trying to say, hey, I'm going to go buy a Prius and then I'm going to go off-roading with it and cross rivers and, you know, go 4x4 in my Prius. not, you know, talking about the dream car, that's not the way to do that. You know, you do need to have the car that you know, that's going to do the things that you need to get done, right?
Right.
So, you know, that's probably the biggest thing I've been running into is now we've got people where we'll be able to talk to them and say, hey, how do we just leave more money tax-free? How do we preserve this money? I mean, there's tools out there right now where you can average probably 4 to 6% going forward. You're not going to have any risk at all. Your principal's guaranteed. And, you know, there's tools out there that can do this type of stuff and make sure that money is going to last for the rest of your lifetime and be able to give it to who you want to give it to, if it's your kids or charities, whatever. But if you're financially, like what I like to say, done, so meaning you've got enough money, you just need to make sure it grows well and it's beating inflation, but there's no reason to have huge risk, then let's start talking about that. Let's figure out what options there are, because the answer doesn't have to always be stocks and bonds. There's a lot more options out there. The problem is it's just not an option for your 401k. So for your IRAs, your other dollars, tons of options. 401k, not so much. So yeah, that's really what we've been helping a lot of people recently with, is just how to protect this money and make sure it doesn't go away. And that's there for the rest of their life and for their loved ones for their lives.
Well, we've had a great time. Do you have any final words for us today, Eric?
Well, it's just like, yeah, if you're going through and picking out all those different options, which packages and which, you know, things that you want to have on that car, again, you got to figure that out for your own retirement, right? What's it going to look like? How are you going to, you know, be doing on a day-to-day basis? Are you going to be involved in lots of charities? Are you going to be teaching, going to be doing some fun stuff? You know, so one of the things that you can do is, if you want to sit down with us, we can create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we help you worry less about retirement and more about how to live and enjoy life. And we'll go through that investment, that income, taxes, healthcare, legacy plan. If that's something you'd like to do, you can just text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Or you can go online anytime to find out our upcoming shows, appearances, and talks at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week. We'll be back next week. Thanks for listening.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.